Okay, so I've got a few little clues here, and as I bring them out, you might be able to spot what things Jesus was called, right? So we're thinking about Jesus today. He's before all things. In him all things hold together. Here's the first one. I've got a little bag of goodies. Okay, you should get this one. What was he called? You can shout it out. Yeah, go. The Lamb of God. Very good. Okay, so I've got a sheepskin. All right. Jesus is called the Lamb of God. Now, just think about that. There's a man, Jesus, he's walking around, and John the Baptist, he points to the man, and he says, there is the Lamb. The Lamb? Imagine if I said, look, the dog. That would seem weird, wouldn't it? Right? Imagine Johnny's here, and I said, hey, everybody, look, the dog of God who rescues the puppy. You'd think, what are you talking about? So what is John talking about when he points to Jesus and says, look, there's a lamb walking along? Huh, that's weird, isn't it? But you know what? It's not that strange, because the Israelites, they knew that lambs all the time were being sacrificed at the temple to take away sin. So they knew a lamb. I know what a lamb does. Lambs are at the temple. They're being killed. They kill the lamb, and then they take the lamb and they put the lamb on top of the altar, and it burns up. It's a sacrifice. And that sacrifice, the person that comes and gives that sacrifice, that lamb is dying instead of them. And that is a sacrifice that is taking away their sin. So when they see Jesus and John the Baptist saying, there's the Lamb of God, think, hold on a second. Is he going to die like a sacrifice to take away sin? And that's right. That is exactly right. And that's what Jesus does on the cross. So there's the first thing about Jesus. You know about Jesus? He's a lamb. That's how we can learn something about Jesus. Okay, the second one is, yeah, I reckon this was in there, okay? This is not the clue, okay? Do you want to crack it? Yeah, okay. Okay, let's do it. Let's crack it. Here we go. Oh, no. No, no, this bit. I think you've got to pull that bit. Wait. Okay, there it is. All right. Can you grab that thing out of there? Okay. All right, this is our second clue for a second name. Very good. Okay. Do you want me to, should I put it on me? Okay, all right. All right, I'll do it. Okay, here we go. This is the second clue that Jesus was called, he had another name in there. Anybody want to have this one, give this one a go that we heard? King, very good. He said, you are the King of Israel. So he's a lamb. That's just one thing about Jesus. He's also the King of Israel. Now, a king, a lamb and a king, they seem very different, right? A king sits on the throne, and you know what a king has? Not the king in this country, but what a king's used to have. He had major authority. He had authority. He would sit on the throne, and authority means he has the right to make the decisions for all of the land. He was the ruler. So what he declared, that's what happened in his kingdom. So what the king, a good king, would make good rules, and they would go out into all of his land, and the people would live under the very good king's good rules. So that all the land, everybody who lived in his kingdom, if he was a good king, would be happy because there were good rules. And then bad guys would be punished or removed from the kingdom. That's what the good king does. Jesus is a king. And he's not just the king of Israel, even though he's called the king of Israel. He's the actual king of the whole world right now. And so on Christmas Day, you can't see Jesus, but he is in heaven and he's on his throne right now. And he is the rightful ruler of the whole world. He's the king of the world. That's the king. Okay. Next one is, here we go. How do we do this? Oh, no, no, no. What did it? This one might be slightly trickier to spot. What's that? Anybody got an idea what that is? What do you think this is, Elijah? Sorry, what's that? It's oil. That's right. This is oil. How is oil going to help us understand one of the names that Jesus was called? Anybody? Did you know that Jesus, his last name is not Christ? He's not Jesus Christ. Like, my name is David Dent. That's not Jesus. He's not Jesus Christ, right? He's Jesus who is the Christ. Or we have there's another word, you might have seen it somewhere, Messiah. Maybe you've heard that word. You have? Okay. Well, Messiah means, I guess if you sort of paraphrased it, Messiah means the one who had all the oil poured all over his head. That's what it is. If you were to say, I'm going to find the Messiah, you would be finding the one who had all the oil poured over his head. Okay, so shall we do it? Ah, no, just jokes. That's for home. All right, no joke. Don't do that either. don't do that. Don't. You can't. You must always check with your parents what you're allowed to do at home. All right. And in our home, we're not allowed to pour oil all over our heads. But that's what he actually did. So the priest would come, or somebody would come, and they'd pour oil all over the head of either a priest or a prophet or a king. And the oil, do you know what it represented? The oil represented the Holy Spirit. So it was poured all over the head because Jesus is the one who has the Holy Spirit totally poured all over him. He's full of the Spirit. He's covered in the Spirit, which means he's full of power and he's full of truth and goodness. So that's Jesus. He's the Messiah. Jesus is the Lamb, the King, the Messiah. All right. Now, where's my next one? Ah, okay. This one, now, if anybody's thinking, maybe you're thinking, Dave really did have his collar up high this morning, you know, that's not just a style, that's a disguise. That's right, because, yes, I am wearing a tie. Correct, very good. And I'm tucked my shirt in, right? Okay, because this is David, the, ready? I'm going to put the, oh no, this is too, they're too small. All right, here we go. Okay, this is David, the, wait on. If I had these on properly, oh, whoopsie, I don't want to stretch them. Okay. And then I imagine this is like a pointer, okay? All right, sit down. You sit down at your desk, okay? Very good. Get out your pens and your books now. is this what? Ah, very good. That's exact. I'm a teacher in a school. Yeah, I don't know this. Here we go. How's that? Okay, I'm a teacher. All right? And Jesus was called. He was called a word in there. But it wasn't teacher, but it was close. Oh, it's not preacher, so close. Rabbi, very good. A rabbi. So it said, did you notice one of the people said, Rabbi, when they called to Jesus? I said, Rabbi. That's because Jesus is a teacher. Rabbi means teacher. Now that is super important, right? Because if you're ever feeling confused and you think, I just am a bit confused, I don't know. So I'm struggling with something at school, I'm struggling with something at work, I'm struggling with something at home, and I wish I knew, I wish somebody could teach me and help me. Jesus is a teacher. So he's not just a lamb, he's not just a king, he's not just the anointed one, he's a teacher and he will help you by teaching you. We need to learn. Even as adults, we still need to learn. All right, let's read the next one. Okay, hold on. Yep, there it is. Okay. How good is that? That is good, isn't it? Now, anybody, any ideas? What? This is a tricky one, by the way, really tricky. I don't even reckon the adults will get this one. A sword. Any adults want to give it a crack? It's so obvious as to be disguised. It's like as obvious as the water that fish are in and they don't realize they're in it. Okay? There's a name given. I reckon Paul's smirk on his face means he might know. Okay, who's known to have a sword in the Bible? Armor. Oh yes, it goes with armor. I'll tell you what, you know what? It's actually, guess what? It's actually Jesus. The name is Jesus. But why does the name Jesus go with the sword? You want me to tell you why? Because, guess what? The name Joshua and the name Jesus are the same name. What? That's right. Joshua and Jesus are the same name. So, what did Joshua do? Joshua led the army into the promised land and defeated all the enemies. And when the baby was born, what did the angel say to Mary? He said, you will call his name Jesus. Yeah, not just because it sounds nice, because Jesus is Joshua. She basically said, you'll call his name Joshua. And then everybody would think, Joshua? Hold on a second. Joshua was the one who kept all the law of Moses and led the people into the promised land, beat all the enemies and gave them a place to live. So why is he called Jesus? Why is he called Joshua? It's because he beats our enemies. He beats sin. He beats death. He beats the devil. And anybody who doesn't repent and trust in him, he'll defeat them as well. It's very serious. You must trust in Jesus and submit to him. He'll get rid of all of his enemies out of his world, and he will give his people a place to live forever, just like Joshua. And that will be this world. So Jesus will have a sword. He's coming back. He's getting rid of all of his enemies, and he's giving his people a home forever. That's pretty awesome. Now, I've got three more. But I'm going to do them, four more. We're not going to take too long on all these ones, and I'll tell you why. Because, believe it or not, the thing about Jesus is, Jesus never gets boring. Jesus is like, so interesting. You can just learn about him your whole life, and there's always more to learn. Because Jesus has more names than the ones we've been told. In this same book that we read, John, we get told that Jesus is the good shepherd. He's got a staff. He's the good shepherd. And see this around this stick. This is actually some vine. Did you know that Jesus is also the vine? He's a shepherd because he takes care of his people. He's a vine because he gives life to his people. It actually says that Jesus is the bread of life, which we learned about last week, because he gives his people life and strengthens them. It says that Jesus is the light of the world. So there's a torch, which gives light, so that if you're confused and lost and you need to know your way, you've got light. It says, this is my effort for a door. Jesus is the door. right? Because it's you go through him. This is a, imagine it's on hinges, right? You have to use your imagination, right? It's a door, okay? Jesus is the door. Because you go through Jesus to get to God the Father, right? So he's the door. And there's more and more and more and more. Jesus is so many things. And that means that if there's anything going on in your life, doesn't matter, anything, right? If you feel like you've messed up and you think, oh no, I've not done what I should have done. Jesus is, oh, I've forgotten one. Do you want to do one? Yeah, come on. Okay, here. This is the last one. I forgot this one. This one is, Jesus was called in there, the Son of Man. Huh. Come on. Yes, the Son of Man. What? What's that about? Jesus is a man. It seems very obvious, but he lived the perfect life that we ought to have lived. He is the man, right? And Isaac, if in case your kids didn't get it, I am a man and this is my son. So he is a son of man. Yeah. All right, thank you very much for the very good prop. Very good, very good, very good. So if you've messed up, if you're messed up, you feel like you've done the wrong thing, Jesus is the Lamb who takes away our sin, right? If you think, I wish somebody would fix this whole world and make good rules for it, Jesus is the King. He's going to do that. If you think, I wish I had a place just to live and rest forever, Jesus is Joshua. He's going to give his people that. If you think, you know what? Life is so dark and I just can't find my way, Jesus is the light. He guides you. If you think, I'm weak and I need help, Jesus is the bread that gives you strength. If you think, oh my gosh, Jesus, how do I know how to get to the Father? How do I know how to get to God? He's the door. He tells you. He's the way. He's everything. So, this Christmas, we're going to go home. We're going to go about our lives. Let's remember and let's pray now, and we'll sing as we'll close our time of worship together. Jesus is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Let me pray. Father, thank you for giving us your Son. Thank you for teaching us all about yourself through him. Thank you that you've shown us things about him today in your word. God, would you please keep Jesus in the center of our thoughts? Please, would you fill up these pictures, these words, these names of Jesus for all of us so that they just increasingly have meaning in our lives. In every point of our lives, every trouble that we face, every joy that we have, please turn our hearts to Jesus. May you be our all in all. And we pray in his name. Amen.